James tells us, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Do you know that verse from Scripture? Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. If you hear and you don't do, if you are doing things you know you ought not to do, the Scripture teaches you are deceived. Well, I know I ought to, but I don't. You're deceived. Well, I know I shouldn't, but I do. And you're deceived. Strong, strong words. If you hear it and don't do it, you're deceived. You're a foolish person. You're not guaranteed heaven. The positive side of the message is, if you hear and you do these things, you're wise. And you build your house on firm foundations. And God will keep his promises. And he's got you. And he's got you. And he's got you. If anyone thinks he's religious and doesn't bridle his tongue, James says, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Strong words from James. Religion that's pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, to keep oneself unstained from the world. What are we like? Are we kept unstained from the world? James continues in chapter 2 and verse 14. He says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? I believe, I just don't do it. Can that faith save him? It's a rhetorical question. If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in food, and one of you says, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? We can understand that, right? We can say, of course you're supposed to help somebody. You can't just say, oh, go and be helped. You have to help. But what about us? And we say, I believe it, but I just don't do it. I believe I should help the poor. I just don't help the poor. Okay. I believe I should repent of sin. I don't turn away actually from sin. I just know it's wrong and I feel bad in my sin. There's no escape. There's no escape. And so the Scripture here is calling us to obedience to Jesus Christ. So faith by itself, if it doesn't have works, is dead, James says. And someone will say, well, you have faith and I have works. And I will say, show me your faith apart from your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you believe that there's a God? Because the devil believes there's a God. He knows him. In the book of Job, he comes to God. Right? So there's a devil, there's a God. He's real. They're real. And Jesus is teaching, and I believe that there's a God. That's not why you go to heaven, because believing that there's God. And I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Lord, Lord. That's not why you go to heaven, because you believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died for sin. Yes, that's true. I believe he died for my sin. Yes, that's true. And knowing your sin, do you repent of your sin? And is your sin something that you've put away? And is your sin something you've turned from? Because this is the key. And that's why this teaching this morning. Because of all the things that we could say in the song about the wise man who built his house on a rock, the point is, and there's another song that you can sing when you sing the wise man built his house upon a rock. This song from Salty. You remember the blue guy dressed as a Bible, right? The guy, what's his name? I even wrote his name down just because, I mean, he wrote a good song. Ernie Ritino, right? And there's the line in the song, well, it might be kind of nice, but you'll have to build it twice. Oh, you'll have to build your house once more. A better build your house upon the rock, right? Okay. The thing is, here's why it doesn't help. The thing is, Daniel, it's so important. The thing is about that song, Daniel, is that Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount is not about doing over. It's not about trying really hard. You'll miss entirely the boat if you depend on, in this life, faith like that, that doesn't build on the promises of God and follow the teaching of Jesus. It's not, oh, it's going to fall like a sandcastle and we'll build another on the next day. It's don't show up in heaven in front of Jesus Christ and he goes, you missed it the whole time, and now it's too late. That's the teaching of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm sorry for keeping you from what you were about to do. If we live our lives with a dead faith of belief mixed with lawlessness, the crash of the house won't be evident until the storm comes. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ this morning. I recognize the grace of God and how good He is, and He allows us to be chastened and to be corrected in this life so that we might be changed, so that we might have a chance today to stand and to respond and to, if everything else is for nothing, to build and to be solid. Of course, the way that that song is sung is a fine way to sing that song. It might look kind of nice, but you'll have to build it twice. You'll have to build your house once more when your life falls apart because God lets it fall apart because sin will out, right? Macbeth. Because it will come and the secret things will be hollered from the rooftops and you'll be known for what you're about. God's mercy does that, and He lets us to have another shot. Today, if you're squirming under the thumb of this sermon, it's not to make you feel bad. It's to make you turn to the Lord. It's to say, oh, you're right. You're always right, God. You're right when you made that man up there say that. I think the alternates on Doug speak of this rebuilding because we can be changed right now, hearing it today. But the teaching of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount is about being genuinely saved. That's the bottom line of this. It's about following Jesus' teaching. And it's about people who trust in a lie until they meet Jesus on Judgment Day and find out that they don't know Jesus, that they haven't followed Him. And the closing message of the Sermon on the Mount is not to be a hypocrite who professes religion, and to get up and to come forward with your illness, with your sin, and to stretch out your hand and be healed, or to yield the secret thing in your heart and be delivered, to be changed and live, is the message of the Sermon on the Mount. And to live an open testimony of allegiance to Jesus Christ as we follow Jesus in love. And the memory verse, if I could give you a memory verse, is James chapter 1, verse 22. If you wrote a note on the back of a bulletin that had a note, James chapter 1, verse 22 says this, "But prove yourselves to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves." And I took that quote from a New American Standard because all the other Bibles say it in a different way. Prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves.